Greetings on this Easter morn. May we praise the Lord God for this time together as we thank Him for the resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So welcome to you all to our time of worship. A special welcome to extended family members, guests, and visitors. May the joy of Easter bless you this day. In our worship, we begin by reading from the account of Luke, Luke 24, verses 1 through 12, Luke's account of the resurrection of Jesus. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed too much like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. Please bow in prayer with me. Dear Lord God, on this day of resurrection, we marvel at your glory and at the glory of Jesus Christ rising from the dead. What wondrous love you shower upon your creation. We have gathered to praise you for the good news of your forgiveness, the forgiveness of our sin, and the saving grace of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. All praise and glory be unto you. In his mighty name we pray. Amen.
And I invite you to rise as you're able as we come together in song. We'll begin with singing "Every Morning is Easter Morning." It's printed in your bulletin. And we will follow that by number 216, "Christ Arose."
Yeah.
You may be seated.
Let us bow in prayer before the Lord. Oh, we give you thanks and praise you, O God, for this day of resurrection, this time of joy, this celebration of your wondrous and amazing power. Christ is risen. The tomb of death could not hold, could not contain the Redeemer of life. And the hallelujahs rise from our lips to greet the risen Christ. May we sense in our hearts and minds that Easter is an opening day for faith. We can encounter burdens of life that seem as immovable as huge boulders. But as the stone was rolled away from the tomb, in faith, we pray for your guidance and courage to push aside those boulders in life. Anxieties and animosities can be sealed within us. In faith, we pray for your love and grace to release them. There can be impossibilities that constrain and limit our imaginations. In faith, we pray for transformation. As Jesus was transformed from death to life, we pray for your almighty powers of transformation in our own lives. With the resurrection of Jesus, faith becomes the way of life. Open us, O gracious God, that we may receive the good news and that we may proclaim it by living out our faith. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who teaches us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite the children forward to the steps for the children's message. Good morning. Happy Easter. I have a box here because I had to hide some things that I wanted to show you this morning, because I didn't want them to get found during that extravagant Easter egg hunt, okay? So I have my own little basket of Easter eggs. What's in them? We're going to find that out maybe in a moment, okay? But besides, I've got this pack of gum. Do any of you like to chew gum? You like to chew gum? Okay. Well, let me open it up. See, the box acts as a trash can. It's double mint. Who chews gum? You want some? Will you take that stick? Open it up. Open that one up. Look at that. The four Yoder's boy want gum. And you've never tried it, so try this one. No? Kennedy, you want a piece? Evie, you want a piece? Okay. Did you open it up and put it in your mouth? There is nothing. It was a brand new pack of gum. What do you mean there was nothing? Oh, I got to go back to the store. Let me take the papers. Sorry about that. How did that happen? Did you see me unsealed? Shame on you. It was a brand new pack of gum. I unsealed it right in front of you.
Well, I guess the factory got it.
Oh, it was rigged. It was rigged. Yeah, it wasn't the factory. It was totally my fault. I opened it up yesterday and took out all the sticks of gum so that when I opened it this morning, the seal was broken, like the seal that held the big round stone around the tomb of Jesus. That had been rolled away. The seal had been broken, rolled away, and just like the raptors were empty, the wrappers were empty, so the tomb of Jesus was empty. And that's what we remember, that the tomb could not hold Jesus. Does anybody besides Ryan want to know what's in these eggs?
Candy?
Oh. 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 Whoa. We got a problem, though.
You can't open it.
Well, I can open it, but they might go everywhere. See, like that.
Oh, sorry.
So, Finn, can you pass the whole egg around and make sure everybody gets an egg over there? You want to take, just take an egg. Just take an egg.
Hey, nothing's in it.
Oh, wait until we'll open them all up at the same time. Well, you want one, Ryan? You want one? Oh. Everybody get an egg? Thank you. Guess what? They're just like those sticks of gum. They're empty because I trust you've already had other Easter eggs, or you're going to have some later today that have all kinds of good things in them. But the empty egg is the symbol of Easter, that just as the tomb was empty, Jesus arose, he was alive. These empty eggs are to remember that the tomb was empty because Jesus loves us all and Jesus loves you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for children. We thank you for the ways that they learn and grow about you through Easter and through our families. Lord, we just pray that you would bless them with your love and that they would know you in that love. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. You can keep those eggs.
Yay!
Yay.
I'll put my
May our Easter offerings be an act of gratitude from grateful and merciful hearts. I invite our ushers forward.
Thank you.
Lord God, it is in the assurance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that we ask you to bless these offerings. We thank you for the ways that they have been given to the church and given to you to continue to share your gospel with the world. In Christ we pray. Amen.